Okay. Guys, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to say things are okay when they're not. I am definitely not going to want to talk to you guys, because you guys are awesome. I like the community. I like people. Apparently I'm the only squirrel feed everywhere I've looked. But you want to add me on Steam? Sure, add me on Steam. You wanna add me on Skype? Sure. Discord? Go ahead. But even though I seem like I may not have limits, I do. And they must be followed in order for me to respect you. And they were made a harsh reality in my mind earlier this evening by someone who searched me on Skype, added me. We had a relatively okay little call. Except, basically, I would love to video chat to see some of the faces behind some of the people that know me from here and know what I do and why I do it. But just because you are in a video chat with me or a call or anything like that, you don't have the right to do whatever you want to do. I mean, you do, obviously, and I'm not going to fault you for being you, but the very, very I find it hard to have respect for people who, yeah, I will tease. I'll maybe slide straps over my shoulders and off, because, I don't know, my pits are itching, because my, sleeper has lace and stuff, and most of the time I'm available, it's during the night when I should be sleeping. But I'm not, because I'm a night owl. I love the night. And I felt that I had established these ground rules of, if you're gonna add me on Skype, Discord, Reddit even, I'll accept friend requests, guys. I thought we'd established ground rules that this kind of needs. Like, we can talk about Gone Wild Audio. Certainly, you can help. Like, you can pitch me scripts. You can help me write a script if you want. You can collab with me. But the basic respect that we need to have for one another, to be friends, to even speak to each other. Okay. I know I'm beating around the bush. It's one of my awful habits. This is just me, by the way. I'm not trying to do anything weird to my voice. So, earlier tonight, I was contacted on Skype, by a man who wanted to chat. And I understand a lot of where he was coming from, but what I do, Gone Wild Audio in itself even, is technically, for me at least, it's teasing, it's fun, it's a hobby. And that does not mean that I will pull down my shirt and show you my boobs. Or show you, like, I will not cam with you, and if you attempt to cam with me, as the poor unfortunate soul, no, the dickhead who tried, found out, you are only going to get blocked on Skype, removed from my contacts on Skype, or wherever else. And also, you will be banned once I find out who you are. Like, because I will find out on Reddit who you are and stuff. You will be banned from my subreddit, and I will block you. Which, if my memory serves me right, includes no no messaging, no commenting, and possibly even no viewing of stuff that I do. And I know that this announcement may upset a lot of you, but when I said I have a boyfriend, I do. When I say I have a master, an owner, a boyfriend, a lover, a friend, I mean it. And I don't like blocking or banning people or anything like that. So if you could follow my rules, if we could have that mutual sort of respect for one another, of, like, we know we're from Gone Wild, but that doesn't mean we can't act civilized and behave well. And yeah. I mean, I love that people are fans of my work, and I love that I'm helping them, like, get off and stuff, but when you Skype me and you show me your dick, unless you're my boyfriend, my master, I can, unless you're him, I can guarantee you that you will, like, the call will end, you will be kicked, and you will also be blocked and banned from my subreddit. And I will hunt you down on Reddit actively until I figure out who you are. Specifically on Reddit so I can ban you and stuff. And block you, and I'm sorry, but that's how it has to be. And I didn't write a script for this. This is all ad-libbing. But if I had, I would definitely put it in the body of the text post on my subreddit containing this audio message to all of you people who I'm sure are truly wonderful to be around. But in honestly, the best way I can describe it is an interaction that took place between this person and I that, I'm not going to give him recognition. He knows who he is. If he wants to identify himself in the comments, actually, that's very preferable. But, sorry, it's been a long night. If you ask me something along the lines of, what kind of guys are you into? With, like, a winky face? My answer is almost always going to be the same. So, here it is. Sweet, nerdy, admittedly a bit of a dork. And very kind and good-natured. And, well, not the best people in the world. Those are definitely the type of people that I like. Or try to maybe picture myself with romantically. But I will not do that as long as I have a boyfriend. As long as I have a boyfriend, a master, because he's both. I will say, usually something along the lines of, when you're like, so what kind of guys you into? I'll be like, well, sweet and nerdy, like my boyfriend. Because once again, I would love to chat with you guys, like one on one or even in a group, because I feel like you'd be an amazing community. However, you do not have the right to whip out your dick. If I see this happen on camera, I will ask you very, very kindly to put it away, or, like, put the frame up or something so I can actually see your face and know the person that I'm talking to. I will do it again a little less kindly, and then I will order it happen. And come on, guys, it's almost an expectation that you would kind of wanna pound one out when talking to me, and you can, that's perfectly fine. I've got nothing against it. But just don't show me and try not to mention it, because in all honesty, I find the male penis fascinating as a cat toy. One of my exes, I just kind of, first time I ever saw one, actually, I just kind of stood there. Well, kneeled, and it was limp, so there was a slight breeze through the room, and it just kind of wobbled, and my kitten instincts took over, and I batted it. I just batted it back and forth, and he laughed, and it was kinda awesome, but I'm glad I'm not with him anymore, because he was using me, and as much as I understand that you guys do use me, or at least my voice, to achieve some end, some goal, I just... kind of makes me a little disappointed that you guys would think that sort of behavior is okay. And yes, I get it, it's the internet. The internet isn't really that real. But it is. I'm a real person. You all are real people. And if you remind me of the Princess Ravished thing, I probably will not hold back tears, because I don't care what other people think of me as long as I'm happy with myself. And that is one of, like, once again, just because I'm on Gone Wild Audio, because I'm verified, because I'm putting out material such as The Knife Thrower and Ravish's Princess Trilogy. It, and Ravish's Genies, and, like, Shadows Ghosts and stuff. Things like that. Just because I'm filling scripts. Like, it's unfair to give one certain audience an experience. So, you want my Steam, my Skype, my Discord? Just DM me, just ask. I'll gladly give it to you. as long as there is that mutual sort of trust and there has to be a sort of trust for there to be any real, I don't know, understanding or conversing. And if you've made it this far into the recording, I severely applaud you because I don't know how long it's been running, how long I've been blabbing. Except it's not blab, it's totally true. All of it. Me, like, honestly me, I am very different if you were to actually meet me in a Skype call on Skype or something like that than I am on GWA. And most people do respect that, and I absolutely love that they do, but honestly, if you have the guys and stuff that think they can fuck my voice without my knowing and ask for my Skype and whatnot, I'm like, this is kind of amusing because I know for a fact I've made 2 announcements. Announcement thingy, posts, whatever, already about this issue, and it needs to stop. So, thank you for listening to the recording. What else really to say? So I also don't know how to make an announcement post or sticky or whatever on Ganwa on my own subreddit, so, I haven't figured that out after I've posted this. Like, in a few minutes, I will. I'll probably figure it out. I hadn't did this.